USA Radio News.
The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, by the smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Former President George W. Bush concluding the eulogy for his late father, George H.W. Bush. Presidential historian John Meacham also honored the life and legacy of former President George H.W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush was America's last great soldier statesman, a 20th century founding father.
HW 43 is set to land in Houston around 5 o'clock Central Time, and GM CEO Mary Barra is on Capitol Hill talking about why a plant is moving to Mexico and jobs are leaving the United States. The markets are closed today as it is a national day of mourning for former President George H.W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A Turkish prosecutor is demanding arrest warrants be issued for two Saudi nationals for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The chief prosecutor's office in Istanbul filed paperwork Tuesday to obtain warrants for two men close to the Saudi crown prince. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational, and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Today, as we remember the late President George H.W. Bush, former Republican Senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, praised the president at his state funeral.
The history books will and are treating him most fairly, while uncovering some other powerful traits: his great competitiveness, his raw courage, and his self-discipline. Recall the Andrews Air Base Conclave, where congressional participants drafted a remarkable bill that dealt with two-year budgeting, entitlement reform, comprehensive and catastrophic health care, social security, and much more. But it required a critical ingredient called revenue, translated into the word taxes. Translated into the words, read my lips. And the group went to George and said, look, we can get this package done, but we must have some revenue. And he said, I'll never forget, he said, what I've said on that subject sure puts a hell of a lot of heat on me. And then they all said, yes, but we can get it done, and it will be bipartisan. And George said, okay, go for it, but it will be a real punch in the gut. Bob Dole, then, a loyal warrior for George, took it back to the Senate, and we won a very strong bipartisan vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.